This is UN News Today with me, Matt Wells. The headlines. COVID-19 infections are surging, with over 40 Olympians testing positive in Paris. We'll have the latest. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has condemned nuclear saber-rattling as the world marks the anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima in 1945. And a UN independent human rights expert denounces the deliberate targeting of two Al Jazeera network journalists who were killed by Israeli forces in Gaza last week. COVID-19 infections are surging worldwide, including at the Olympics, and unlikely to decline anytime soon, the UN World Health Organization warned on Tuesday. WHO experts are also concerned that more severe variants of the coronavirus may soon be on the horizon. COVID-19 still very much with us and circulating widely, warned the agency's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove. Overall, test positivity is about 10%, but above 20% in Europe. New waves of infections have also been registered in the Americas, Europe and the Western Pacific. Wastewater surveillance also suggests the circulation of the virus is between 2 to 20 times higher than current figures indicate. High infection rates in the Northern Hemisphere summer months are atypical for respiratory viruses, which tend to spread mostly during winter. Here's Dr. Van Kerkhove briefing journalists in Geneva.
In recent months, regardless of the season, many countries have experienced surges of COVID-19, including at the Olympics. Currently, there are at least 40 athletes who have tested positive. As individuals, it is important to take measures to reduce risk of infection and severe disease, including ensuring that you have had a COVID-19 vaccination dose in the last 12 months, especially if you are in an at-risk group.
The world came together on Tuesday to mark the anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima in 1945, with UN Chief Antonio Guterres vowing that the UN will spare no effort to ensure the horrors of that day are never repeated. He bemoaned that the threat of using nuclear weapons remains very real today, arguing that the lessons of Hiroshima, which once guided our collective efforts towards disarmament and peace, have been pushed aside. In a message delivered in the Japanese city by UN Disarmament Chief Izumi Nakamitsu, the UN Secretary General said the dedication of Hiroshima's citizens to the cause of peace was truly inspirational in keeping alive the lessons of 1945. No nuclear war can be won, he said, arguing that we need disarmament now, while global mistrust and division are only deepening. Some are recklessly rattling the nuclear saber once more, and the world must stand together to condemn this unacceptable behaviour, he added. He said next month's Summit of the Future in New York provides a critical opportunity for governments to renew their commitment to multilateralism, sustainable development and peace, and adopt an actionable and forward-looking pact. An independent human rights expert on Tuesday strongly denounced the deliberate targeting by Israel of Al Jazeera journalist Ismail Al-Ghul and cameraman Rami Al-Rifi in Gaza on the 1st of August. Irene Khan, UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Opinion and Expression, said the killings of the two men by Israeli forces added to an already appalling death toll of reporters and media workers since the war in the enclave erupted last October. Like many journalists killed in Gaza, Al-Ghul was wearing a clearly marked press jacket when an Israeli drone missile hit the vehicle, she said. Israel's military confirmed the death and accused him of being a Hamas operative, she noted. She accused Israeli forces of awarding themselves a license to kill journalists without substantive evidence, in total contravention of international humanitarian law. She stressed that the deliberate targeting of journalists is a war crime. According to international humanitarian law, journalists only lose their civilian status if they take direct part in hostilities. Israel has not yet provided concrete evidence in this or other cases. The independent expert, who's not a UN staffer and receives no salary for her work, expressed concern that none of the cases of journalists killed in the occupied Palestinian territory has ever been transparently investigated, nor suspected perpetrators brought to justice. She called again on Israeli authorities to initiate prompt, thorough, independent and impartial investigations into this and other killings of media workers.